Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumers spent more at most retailers in April, offsetting a big decline in sales at gas stations. Retail and food service sales grew by 0.1% to a seasonally adjusted $419 billion. The figure was up 3.7% from a year ago. Spending at gas stations dropped 4.7%. The largest decline since December of 2008 that reflected lower regular gasoline prices in April. Traders and analysts in Sydney say that Australia's wheat crop could suffer this year as dry weather along the country's east coast is hindering plantings in the world's second largest exporter of the grain. Brian Dalitz, head of trading at one of Australia's largest wheat exporters, has lowered his forecast for Australia's 2013 harvest to 23.7 million metric tons. That's down from a previous estimate of 24.6 million tons. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 15,072, is down 45 points. The NASDAQ, 3430, is down almost 6, and the S&P 500 is 1628, and it is down 5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest the next few days will likely be ideal in firming the soil and giving us an opportunity to start working fields a little bit more aggressively. The region from portions of northern Missouri over to Ohio will likely see some rain late Wednesday into Thursday. That's probably the earliest that we would see significant precipitation take place across a part of the region. Now, there'll be a few other showers that will occur early this week, but they're going to be mostly random and light and mostly confined to northern parts of the region, not likely to have a huge impact on those areas that are so far behind in field work. So the overall bottom line is that we'll see a better environment for some firming of the soil and for field work to begin. We do anticipate temperatures to be turning much warmer during the first part of this week, with afternoon temperatures getting up into the upper 70s and 80s in many areas. And in fact, in the western Corn Belt, we'll see temperatures over 90 degrees, 80s and 90s likely throughout the plains and parts of the western Corn Belt. Will probably send a few shivers up some spines just because of the worry over a repeat of last year where it got hot, but we're not expecting this to persist for a long period of time, certainly not right now. But it is important that we get soil temperatures to rise up across the western Corn Belt, and there's no better way to do that than to bring on a couple of days of very warm temperatures like this, and we'll likely see the environment become much improved for putting seed in the ground and for expecting it to germinate and emerge. So overall, the next few days will be ideal in that sense. The precipitation that does occur during the latter part of this week from Wednesday into Friday will likely be somewhat disruptive to field work, but not everybody's going to be impacted in the same manner. We should see enough dry weather still occurring in pockets around the Midwest. The field work will likely advance while we see some increase in precipitation in the west. The wetter period for the Midwest is likely to occur from Friday into Sunday, actually Friday into Monday. And during that period of time, we'll likely see the greatest amount of precipitation occurring across the Midwest. And field work will come to a halt in many areas as time moves along. Now, the eastern Midwest will see most of its precipitation Sunday and Monday, with maybe a little bit of rain lingering on Tuesday, whereas the western Corn Belt will see most of its precipitation Friday and Saturday, with some rain lingering on Sunday. The moisture will likely be great enough to set back fieldwork for a while. Some totals will run from a half to 1.5 inches. There could be some locally greater amounts in several locations. The precipitation will be good for those few areas that are still kind of dry out there. But again, the most important part of the whole forecast, in my opinion, is the warming that's going to take place this week, with the rise in soil temperatures likely to help tremendously in getting some crop in the ground and allowing it to germinate and emerge. We do expect to see the low temperatures at night to get very warm, probably lows in the 50s, and some 60s will occur during the height of the warmest period, which will likely occur just shortly before the weekend rain event. Until then, we'll probably see a couple of lows still around the 40s overnight tonight. 40s and lower 50s will likely be dominating. We do expect other areas in the country to benefit from the weather change this week, but maybe not so much in the southern plains. That region will go without significant precipitation, and by the southern plains, I'm talking about Oklahoma and Texas, those areas are still critically dry and suffering from drought and will likely stay in that mode. Even though there'll be a few showers scattered around, the temperatures this week will be in the 80s and 90s on a regular basis, preventing the moisture from having much of an impact. Same is going to be true for hard red winter wheat country, where temperatures in the 80s and 90s today and tomorrow will likely prevent any kind of a boost in soil moisture, even though we've got some showers around. Temperatures will cool off a little bit to the 70s and 80s as we move forward into the balance of this week, but again, it'll probably still be a little bit too warm for an increase in soil moisture to occur in very many areas. The U.S. Delta and Southeast will see a good mix of weather over the next week, with sunshine and some brief periods of rainfall expected, along with seasonable temperatures. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat, 763 and a quarter, up 4.5. July wheat in Chicago, 709 and a quarter, now 3/4, up 5.5. May corn is 696, up 8.25. July 644 and a quarter, up 8. May soybeans are 1502, up 13.75. July are 1407 and 3/4, up 8.75. I'll go back and get that December corn contract for you. 534 and 3/4, up 5.25. And November beans at 1208, up 2.5. May soybean meal, 452, up 770. July, 410.70, up 390, now 360 at 40. May soybean oil, 49.02, down 15. July, 49.17, down 6. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. I think that Friday, when we got the latest WASDE report, USDA has sent a shot across anybody who is bullish corn. They increased the potential demand in the new crop year by almost 2 billion bushels, 1.8, and yet coming with a carryout over 2 billion bushels, can anybody not think the risk is to the downside at this point?
Yeah, and, you know, somewhat something we've talked about for a while, Dave, potential, you know, we knew kind of the acres, obviously, at the end of March, the potential for growing ending stocks has been talked about for some time now. USDA did confirm, and like you mentioned, we did see an increase in demand, but when you're talking a 14-plus billion bushel crop, that's going to result in pretty potential burdensome ending stocks moving forward. So I think that's going to limit the upside moving forward. But we still got a long way to go, Dave, and I think last year serves as a reminder of that anything's possible here as we move through the growing season. I think we continue to have some delays in planting, but it's really going to be what this summer weather does. But the anticipation, or at least the prospects for a good crop, is still there, and we're hopefully that'll come to fruition, because it comes with production is the first start anyway, Dave.
And I would think that we would have a better sense if we even have a chance at 14 billion bushels in the next couple of weeks as we continue to monitor crop planting progress. We're going to get another report this afternoon. What do you think it'll say?
Well, I think we're going to be somewhere in that 25 to 27%. It's going to continue to remind us that it's behind the pace, average pace, and compares to not too many years, obviously, when we're talking about this slow of a pace. Expecting that to jump up quite a bit, though, by next Monday. It looks like parts of the Corn Belt are going to have some pretty good potential to get some corn planted here the next few days, and we'll see what this weather event. There is going to be some planting around the raindrops here as we move through the weekend, but just come down to what kind of coverage levels, what kind of totals we get here as we head towards the week. But looks like we could see some planting progress here, at least for the first half of this week, and expect that number to bump up quite a bit here next week, Dave.
So some significant part of the crop is going to be planted in the last week of May.
Yeah, that's right. At this point, I think at least looks like probably at least half of it at this point is going to be in these next couple weeks. Hopefully the weather does shaping out a little bit. And it does look like temperatures overall are going to be warmer, Dave, so I think that's the first start. At least get these nights a little warmer so the possibility of getting back in the field after some rain events is somewhat quicker than what we've had in the first part of May.
And one more question very quickly. Tomorrow, oil seeds and grains go off the board. Are you looking for any fireworks anywhere?
I don't think anything, too. If anything, probably more in the soybeans than anything, but I think it's going to be somewhat subdued. They go off at noon tomorrow, and then we'll move on to July contracts. No deliveries once again here this morning, so nearby spreads continue to stay firm, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of Midco in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Your current tick, May corn at 696, up 8.5, now 8.25 at 696. July is 843.5, up 7.25. December 534, up 4.5. May soybeans, 1503, up 14.75. The Novis are 1207.25, up 1.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.